Shas Illuminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Eliezer Sherwinter. Meseches Bava Basra has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Yehuda Koenig in loving memory of Malka and Aaron Zvi Krausman.
We are now Be'ezras Hashem up to the Gemara in Daf Kof Mem Ches, which is a continuation from the Gemara before in Daf Kof Mem Zayin Amud Beis. The Gemara in Daf Kof Mem Zayin Amud Beis says as follows: Umiyamer of Nachman Hochi, the man that Shchemira, only works with Rabbanon. The Homer of Nachman, Afogav Domer Shmuel, Hamecher Star Chevel Chavere, the Chazar Mochel Mochel, Vafu Yerish Michel, my Deshmuel Shem Nosne, the Manesh Chimura de Eno Yochel Mechoi. Iamert Beshoma de Reisa Mishum Hochi, Eno Yochel Imcho, Eliamet Rabbonan, he, and my Eno Yochel Imcho. The Gemara answers the Kasha by saying, Eno Shalteira Vasua Kishalteira. As we mentioned before in our Shiran of Kufmam Zion, there are two Mahalchim and the Rishonim as far as how to explain Pshat in our Gemara. Tosfos in his first Pshat on the Tain Vav on the base explains that the Halacha of Shmuel of Amarichar Shtarchei v'Chaver v'Chazar u'Machoi Machoi was dependent upon this, that Mechir Shtaris only works with Rabbanon. And therefore our Gemara wants to prove that if we are to say that by Man Nashchimira the Halacha is Eino Yochel Limchol, from there one sees a Man Nashchimira works without Torah. Our Gemara is deicha the Raya by saying that even though Manesh Chimio only works with Rabbanon, but still Asua Kishal Torah. And for that reason, by Manesh Chimio, the Halach is Einoi Yachal Imchal. Tosfos B'Shem Rabbeinu Tam on the other end explains Pshatz in our Gemara with a different Malach, and Rabbeinu Tam explains that even if we are to say that Mechira Shtoris works with Torah, but still there is a Halacha of Amoicher Shtarchei V'Chaveir V'Chazar U'Machoi Machal. This one sees in our Gemara, that our Gemara wants to prove from this that we say that by Man Nashchimira Eino Yochel Imchol, that Man Nashchimira works Matera, is because if Man Nashchimira works Matera, this Man Nashchimira works Matera is based on the pasuk of Havarta Meishucha Avora Acheroshi Kazu, and Man Nashchimira is considered like a Yerusha. And therefore the halacha will be that by Man Nashchimira Eino Yochel Imchol She'ein Kan Yerush Acher, De Mekabel Matona Hu HaYerush. And for that reason, Eino Yochel Imcho, our Gemara is Deicha the Rai by saying that even if we are to say the Man Nashchimira works with the Rabbanon, but still Asua Kishal Torah. Now, one has to understand, according to the first Pshat of Tosfos, that the Halacha of Shmuel is dependent upon this, and Mechira Shtaris is only with the Rabbanon. What is Pshat in this? That Man Nashchimira will work by Shtaris Mna Torah, and therefore our Gemara says that from this that one sees that by Man Nashchimira the Halach is Eino Yochel Imcho, from there one can prove that Man Nashchimira works Mna Torah. Why should Man Nashchimira work Mna Torah by Shtaris more than a regular Mechira Shtaris, which is only Midrabanan? So to explain Pshat and Tosfos, one can explain Pshat and Tosfos based on this that we find by Reb Chaim. The Reb Chaim explains in Hulchas Mechira Perek Chafes Halach Yud Zayin, this Mechira Shtaris is only Midrabanan, is only because there's a chesaron in the Maisa Kenyan, that achoyiv einoi nitfas bekenyonim, avaloi de ikar dinakno zechia leisa bechoyiv. And for that reason, Chaim goes on to say that one has a right to give a chayiv tzedakah, since b'dibure lechod nas in hamoyes tzedakah, v'lechoser shum Maisa Kenyan alze, imkin reishaper tzorech liyeis moyo gam bechoyiv. In other words, a chayiv is a davar hanikne. The only problem is that there is no ma'aseh kinyan that one can do to a chayiv. And for that reason, as far as giving a chayiv to tzedakah, the one does not have to do a ma'aseh kinyan, but rather b'dibur l'chudei sagi. For that reason, one has the ability to give a chayiv to tzedakah b'dibur, and the chayiv will belong to tzedakah min ha'Torah. Based on the chiddush of Reb Chaim, one can say as well that even though Mechir Shtaris is only Midrabanan, and for that reason the Halach is HaMechir Shtarchei V'Chaveir V'Chazer Machoi Macho, but this that Mechir Shtaris is only Midrabanan is because one is missing in the Maisa Kinyan that one needs in order to Makne Chayiv. But as far as Man Nashchimira is concerned, that by Man Nashchimira B'Dibur L'Chudei Sagi, for that reason, if Man Nashchimira would work Mna Torah, Man Nashchimira would work Mna Torah by a chayiv as well. And just like one can give a chayiv to tzedakah Mna Torah, so too one can be makne a chayiv Mna Torah by Man Nashchimira. Now, a chayiv pashut pshat in Reb Chaim, this Reb Chaim explains that a chayiv is a davar nikne, and all one is missing is a ma'aseh kinyan, is a chayiv halacha on hilchas ma'aseh kinyan. that a Maisa Kinyan cannot create a bond to the Chayvim, for that reason one cannot be Makna a Chayv Min HaTeira with a Maisa Kinyan. And so to a Chayv one sees in Taisis Nar Sagya. That Taisis explains that this Ragamar says, Shchimiya Shomer Tnu Avasi Vaplaini Avasi Vaplaini Va'af Hol Gav Delei Se Bebari. This Ragamar says, Delei Se Bebari is because Alva is not considered Be'en. Taisis goes on to say, Nehi de Yachol Ahaknes Agav Karka Mikol Mokem Kivan Delei Se Bebari Bekinyan Delei Motzi Lahaknes Beloi Dover Acher Im Alva Lechoshev Isa Bebari. So from Taisis one clearly sees that Taisis understands that even though one cannot be Makna Achayv Minatira, but still Bekinyan Agav one has the ability to be Makna Achayv Minatira. In other words, a chayv is a davar hanikne. The only chesaron is a chesaron in the maisa kinyan. A maisa kinyan in a chayv is not considered a good maisa kinyan. A maisa kinyan only works on objects that are be'en, on objects that are not be'en. One cannot do a maisa kinyan. And for that reason, ba'agav, that the maisa kinyan is being done in karka, and the chayv is being nikne agav karka, for that reason one has the ability to makne a chayv min atayra. And for that reason, man nashchimya will work min atira, since the man nashchimya does not have the chesaron, the man nashchimya only works as far as something which is be'en, since man nashchimya works without a ma'isa kinyan. But now a chayr one has to understand, if so, what is pshat in this Gemara says, that we should apply the rule of midi de leisa bebori leisa b'shchimya. A chayr, even as far as bari, one has a davar hanikne. This it is Leisa Bari is only because one is missing in the ability to makna, since a Maisa Kinyan cannot work as far as something which is Leisa Ben. A Maisa Kinyan cannot be Teifis, something which is Leisa Ben. But as far as Manash Chimra, which does not have that Chisaron, we should not say Mida de Leisa Bari Leisa Bishchimra. This is the Kasha, the Rabshach asks Navi Ezri in Perakimo Mehoches Nachalais. So to explain Pshat in our Gemara Lachir, one can say as follows. This Ragamara says that there is a loch of leisa bebori leisa b'shchemira, and for that reason Manash Chimra should not work as far as Havah is concerned, is because Ragamara understands that the way Manash Chimra works is because one has a Maisa Kinyan. The Divrei Shchemira itself is considered a Maisa Kinyan, and this that we say Divrei Shchemira keksuvin ukemesura means that Manash Chimra itself is the Maisa Kinyan. And therefore we will say midi de leisa bebori leisa b'shchemira, as long as it is leisa bebori. For that reason, it is leisa b'shchemira, since as far as shchemira, one needs the maisa kinyan. Just it happens to be that the divrei shchemira is the maisa kinyan. And for that reason, our Gemara asks that even as far as avahasi l'poini mana shchemira should not be able to work, since if we are to understand that mana shchemira, the divrei shchemira is the maisa kinyan, as far as a chayv, one cannot have a maisa kinyan, since a chayv is leisa ben. For that reason, something which is leisa ben is mufka from having a maisa kinyan. One cannot do a maisa kinyan to something which is not ben. A maisa kinyan only works as far as something which is ben. And for that reason, our Gemara asks that we should apply the halacha of leisa bebori leisa b'shchemera. Our Gemara answers the kasha in the first teretz by saying, "Our papa Amar Hil v'yirish yarsha." One can explain Pshat in the Teretz of our Papa as follows. Our Papa is coming to Mechadish this that we say, that there is a rule of Leisa Bebori Leisa B'Shchemira, is not because we consider Divrei Shchemira as a Maisa Kinyan, but rather, even though Divrei Shchemira is not a Maisa Kinyan, but still one needs Isa Bebori, and this that one needs Isa Bebori is as far as this that one needs a Dover Hanikne. And therefore, Chayv, which is a Dover Hanikne, is considered Isa Bebori. And for that reason, Man Nashchimira will work by a chayv, since a Man Nashchimira, Man Nashchimira itself is not considered a Maisa Kinyan. That is a chayra, how one can explain Pshat and the Shak of a Tayyav Argamor according to this Mahalach of Reb Chaim. Now getting back to the first Pshat of Taisus, the chayra one has to understand why is Mechila dependent upon this, that Mechila Shtaris only works Medrabanon. So to explain Pshat and Taisus, a chayra one can say as follows. That since Mechir Shtaris does not work Min HaTeira, this and Mechir Shtaris does not work Min HaTeira is because one does not have a Davar HaNikne, and a Chayv is not a Davar HaNikne. And for that reason, even though Rabbanu Mesakin, that one has the ability to sell Shtaris, but the Mechir is not a regular Mechir, but rather all one is doing is giving over the ability to collect the chayiv. And there is no mechiras chayiv taking place, even midrabanan. We do not consider the chayiv as a davar hanikne. Just Rabbanan said that with mechiras toras, one gave over the ability to collect the chayiv to the lekeach. But since the ikar chayiv still belongs to the mecher, for that reason we will say hamecher shtar chayiv l'chaveir v'chazar u'machay macho. And for that reason, one can exclaim shat in our gemara. This our gemara says that by manash chimir the alach is eino yochalim cho. Even if we are to say manash chimir is only midrabanan, since asua kishaltera, this that we say asua kishaltera is because Rabbanan said that as far as manash chimir is concerned, manash chimir works on the gof hachayiv. And we do not say that the lekeach just has a schos of gvias hachayiv, but rather the entire chayiv is nikna to the lekeach with a manash chimira. That is ochira, how one can explain pshat in our Gemara according to the first pshat of Tosfos. But as we mentioned before, if we are to say this, the mechira shtaros is only midrabanan, is because one does not have a davar hanikna. If so, how can we possibly say that manash chimira should work min ha'tayra? One does not have a davar hanikna in order for us to say that manash chimira should work min ha'tayra. So from Tosfos Achir, it is muchrach Tosfos understands that a chayiv is a davar hanikna. If a chayiv is a davar hanikna, what is pshat in this? That if mechir shtaros is only midrabanan, for that reason the halach is hamechir shtar chayiv v'chaveiroi v'chazaru machoi macho. Why should we say that just because mechir shtaros is only midrabanan, for that reason one has the ability to meichel the chayiv that one sold? Midrabanan, the chayiv was sold. And midrabanan, one does not have a chesaron in the maisa kinyan. And for that reason, the halacha should be eino yochalim cho. So to explain pshat and Tosfos Achir, one has to say, as we mentioned before, that even though one has a davar hanikna, but a chayiv which is not be'en is mufka from a maisa kinyan. And therefore, even the Rabbanan were mesaken, that one has the ability to be meicher a chayiv, but still, since a chayiv is mufka from having a maisa kinyan, or Rabbanu Mesakin is this, that one has the ability to give over this chos gevia, but the chayiv remains by the meicher. And the fact that a chayiv is a davar hanikna is not enough for us to say that midrabanan, the lekeach, owns the chayiv completely, since again, a davar which is not be'en is mufka from a maisa kinyan. And therefore, even midrabanan, a chayiv is mufka from having a maisa kinyan. And for that reason, all Rabbanu Mesakin is this, that b'mechir shtoros, one gave over the schos gevias hachayv to the lekeach, but the chayv remains by the meicher, and for that reason, the halach is hamecher shtar chayv v'chaveir v'chazer machim machol. This, our Gemara says, asua k'shal teira. Our Gemara means to say that b'manash chimir Rabbanu Mesakin, that the chayv itself is nikna to the lekeach without a maisa kinyan. And for that reason, by Matnash Chimira, the halach is Eino Yochalim Cho. But now, one can ask the following Tmiya. If we are to understand that the halach of Hamecher Shtar Chayv V'Chaveir V'Chazar Mochay Mocho is dependent upon this, that a chayv is mufka from having a Maisa Kinyan. And for that reason, this that we say Mechir Shtaris works with Rabbanan is only as far as his Chuskeviya. Since Rabbanan cannot be misakin a maisa kinyan, as far as a chayv which is mufka from having a maisa kinyan, by manash chimira, which works without a maisa kinyan, and for that reason our Gemara understands that one can say the manash chimira works matera by a chayv, even if we are to say the mechir shtaros is only midrabanan. If so, even if we are to say the manash chimira is only midrabanan, but still the halacha should be that if one gave over a chayv manash chimira, the halacha should be eino yochalim cho. The fact that it happens to be midrabanan should not be a reason for us to say yochalim cho, but rather, even though it is only midrabanan, still the halacha should be eino yochalim cho. And therefore one can ask, why did our Gemara find it necessary to explain asua kishalteir, and for that reason eino yochalim cho, even if it is only midrabanan, still the halacha should be eino yochalim cho. So to explain pshat in our Gemara chayr, one has to say the following mahalach, that our Gemara understands that the only way to differentiate between manash chimira by a chayiv and a regular mechiras chayiv is only if we are to say that manash chimira works min ha'tayra. Only al hatzad the manash chimira works min ha'tayra can we say that manash chimira works without a maisa kinyan, and the vish chimira works even though the vish chimira itself is not considered a maisa kinyan. Since Matteo was in Schadish a new Parsha Manashchemia, this new Parsha Manashchemia can work even without a Maisa Kinyan. Just like we see in the second Pshat of Tesis, that if we are to say Manashchemia works, Matteo, the way Manashchemia works, is Me'en Yerusha. So too, according to the first Pshat of Tesis, if we are to say Manashchemia works, Matteo, Manashchemia works without a Maisa Kinyan. And for that reason, Manashchemia can work Matteo on a Chayiv, since one has a Davar HaNikne, and all one is missing is this, that a Chayiv is Mufka from having a Maisa Kinyan, Manashchemia works without a Maisa Kinyan. But our Gemara understands that if we are to say Matnas Shchemia only works with the Rabbanon, then a Rabbanon or Mesakin, Div Mishchemia, should be considered like one has a Maisa Kinyan. Rabbanon would have Mesakin, an entirely new parasha of the Vishchemia, that the Vishchemia should work without a Maisa Kinyan, but rather a Rabbanon or Mesakin, that the Vishchemia itself is considered like a Maisa Kinyan. And for that reason, our Gemara asks that if Matnas Shchemia only works with the Rabbanon, we should apply the halacha of Chazar Macho Macho to a case one gave a chayv b'manash chimera. Our Gemara answers by saying Asua Kishaltera, that by manash chimera, even if we are to say the manash chimera only works with Rabbanon, but still Rabbanon were mechadish a new parasha. And the new parasha manash chimera, the Rabbanon were mechadish, is this, that a manash chimera works without a Maisa Kinyan. And for that reason, the halach is Eino Yachal Limcho, even though Manash Chimya only works Midrabanon. That is Ochaya, what comes out from our Gemara according to the first Mahalach of Tesis. Now, according to the second Mahalach of Tesis, that Tesis explains that the halach of Chazar Mochim Mocho is not dependent upon this, that Mechir Shtoris is only Midrabanon, but rather, even if we are to say that Mechir Shtoris works Mateo, but still there is a halach of Yachal Limcho. As we find the running suvus explains Rishon Menatam this, that we will say, Chazar Macho Macho, is because even though one has the ability to sell the shibud nechasam nateir, but still the shibud agof remains by the meicher, and therefore the meicher has the ability to meichel the shibud agof, and with the mechila of the shibud agof, the shibud nechasam will be paka, since we will say leika leiva leika arev. This how we find in our gemara by Matnas Shchemia, that lach is eino yachal imcho. As our Gemara explains based on this, the Asua Kishaltera, one has to explain Asua Kishaltera, that the Makabo Manash Chimera is considered like a Yerush even as far as a Shibud HaGof is concerned. And for that reason, even though HaMeicher Shtarchei V'Chaveir V'Chazer Mochi Mocho, since the Shibud HaGof remains by the Meicher, but by Manash Chimera, the Asua Kishaltera, which means that they are Asua K'Yerush, for that reason, the Makabo Matana has a Shibud HaGof as well. That is Rabbi Kiveger, and so too we find that the Goyin and Simon Samach Vav Siv Katan Kufi Gimel explained Pshat in our Gemara, according to the second Mahalach of Tesis. Now, as far as this, we find that our Gemara asks, what is Pshat in this? That we say Shchemi Hashomer Tnu Avase Yopleini Avase Yopleini, V'chayrat is Leisei Bebari. V'chayrat, one has to understand, why is it Leisei Bebari? Even by a bari, there is a lacha of mechira shtaris, and therefore it should be considered isa bebari. So, according to the second pshat of Tesis that we mentioned before, one can explain this. Our Gemara says is leisa bebari is referring to the shibud agof. As far as the shibud agof mechira shtaris is leisa bebari, one does not have the ability to sell the shibud agof. And for that reason, our Gemara asks that so too by Matnas Chimera, one should not be able to do a Matnas Chimera as far as a Shibud HaGof is concerned. And for that reason, the halacha should be Yacho Limcho. But according to the first Pshat of Tesis, one has to understand Pshat in our Gemara, why does our Gemara consider a Chayv as Leisa Bebari if Rabbanu were Mesakin, one has the ability to Meicher Shtaris? So to explain Pshat in our Gemara, according to the first Mahalach of Tesis, one can explain, as we mentioned before, that all Rabbanu Mesakin is this, that one has this chus kviya of the Meicher's chayiv, but the chayiv remains the chayiv shel ha-meicher. And for that reason, Allah is a Meicher shtar chayiv v'chaveir v'chazar machi macho, since the chayiv remains by the Meicher, since one does not have the ability to sell the chayiv, since the Meisekini cannot be teifes the chayiv. And there is no Maisa Kinyan that one can do to the Chayiv. And for that reason, our Gemara asks that we should apply the halach of Leisa Bebari Leisa Vishchemira, since even Midrabanan, one does not have the ability to make a Chayiv. And for that reason, if one gave a Chayiv in Manashchemira, the halacha should be Yachalimcho. In the Nimuki Yosef, on the other end, we find that the Nimuki Yosef answers the Kasha by saying as follows, that even though Mechir Shtoris works under Rabbanan, but this that Mechir Shtoris works under Rabbanan is only through the Shtar. In other words, the Chayv is Nikne Agav Hashtar, but the Mechir is taking place in the Guf Hashtar. One does not have the ability to sell the Chayv directly. And for that reason, our Gemara says that Mechir Shtoris is Leisa Babari, and for that reason, one should not be able to give over the Chayv b'matnas chimera. That is how the Nimuki Yosef explains Pshat in our Gemara. And the Nimuki Yosef explains, this our Gemara asks, we should say Leisa Bebari is as far as a milval peh is concerned. A chimera should not be able to give over a milval peh, since a milval peh is Leisa Bebari. A Chayv is only nikne Bebari agav hashtar. The Papa answers the Kasha by saying, Hoyo v'yurish yorsha. Now, before we explain Pshat in the Teretz of Rav Papa of Hil v'Yerush Yorsha, let us first explain Pshat. In this, our Gemara proves from Rav Nachman that there is a rule of Melsa de Leisa Bebari Leisa Bishchemira. Now, to explain Pshat in this rule of Melsa de Leisa Bebari Leisa Bishchemira, one can explain Pshat in this rule with one of two Mahalchim. Either one can explain Pshat in this rule by saying that our Gemara proves from Rav Nachman that the way Matnas Shchemira works is because Divrei Shchemira itself is considered like a Maisa Kenyan, and therefore one needs Milsa de Isa Bebari in order to be Isa Bishchemira. Since only if one has the ability to do a Maisa Kenyan can we say that the Divrei Shchemira will work, since the Divrei Shchemira itself are considered like a Maisa Kenyan. And for that reason our Gemara asks, how can Rav Nachman say Shchemira Shomer Tnu Avasa Yoplayni Avasa Yoplayni Lachirat is Leisei Bebari, since there is no Maisa Kinyan that one can do by Alva? And so too is Mashmos of the Rashbam, that the Rashbam says Milsa de Leisei Bebari Leisei Beshchemira She'ein Shchemira Chomer Min Abari El Adami Rasei Bemokim Kinyan Shobari Hu Veheicha Dein Kinyan Me'elas Bebari Amira Beshchemira Loi Mahan Yemidi. That is one mahalach with which one can explain Pshat in the rule of Milsa de Leisa Bebari Leisa Bishchemira. Another way to explain Pshat in the rule of Milsa de Leisa Bebari Leisa Bishchemira is by saying that Rabbanan were only Mesakin Matna Shchemira Bemilsa de Isa Bebari. And Bemilsa de Leisa Bebari, Rabbanan were not Mesakin Matna Shchemira. But this that one does not have Matna Shchemira Bemilsa de Leisa Bebari is not because Divrei Shchemira itself is considered like a Maisa Kinyan, but rather the entire takana was only said Bemilsa de Isa Bebari. Now, as far as the Teretz Rav Papa, the Rav Papa says Hayo v'Yerush Yorsha, we find the tremendous Machlekes HaRishayinim. The Rashbam and Tosfos explain this argamar says Hayo v'Yerush Yorsha. Argamar means to say that since Matnas Shchemira is Kirusha Shavio Rabbanan, Hilkach Kivan de Isa Birusha Isa B'Matnas Shchemira. In other words, one does not need Isa Bebari in order to be Isa B'Matnas Shchemira, since the way Matnas Shchemira works is not because one has a Maisa Kinyan of Divrei Shchemira Kiksuvin Ukimusurin, but rather the way Matnas Shchemira works is because one has a Yerusha, and Matnas Shchemira Kirusha Shavur Abanon. For that reason, Matnas Shchemira is only dependent upon Yerusha. That is how the Rashbam and Tosfos explain Pshat in the Teretz of Rav Papa. In other words, according to Rashbam and Tosfos, our Gemara is Chazer, and our Gemara is Mechadish, that there is no halacha of Isa Bebari, but rather all one needs is this, that one can have a Yerusha. And therefore, by Ava, that one can have a Yerusha, for that reason, one can say Ava Asei L'Plaini. On the other hand, in Tosfos in Ksuvos Nafan Heim, a base, we find that Tosfos in Ksuvos explains this, or our Papa says, Hil v'Yerush Yorsha, our Papa is coming to explain that Alva is Isa Bebari since Hil v'Yerush Yorsha. L'chir this, a Tosfos in Ksuvos explains that the Teretz of our Papa is that since Yerush Yorsha, for that reason, it is considered Isa Bebari, is because Tosfos in Ksuvos understands that the halacha of Isa Bebari is not because we consider Matnas Shchemira as a regular Maisa Kinyan, and therefore one needs Isa Bebari in order to have Matnas Shchemira, since had that been the case, Hayo v'Yerush Yorsha should not help as far as Isa Bebari. Still, one cannot do a Maisa Kinyan to Ahava, and even though one can have a Yerusha by Ahava, but still, since one cannot do a Maisa Kinyan by Ahava, for that reason, we should say that Shchemira says Havasu Yoplayni, it should not work since it is Leisa Bebari. So from Tosis Ochoa one sees that Tosis understands that the rule of Isa Babari is not because Matna Shchemira is considered a Maisa Kenyan, but rather because the entire halacha Matna Shchemira was only Nesakin in a case of Isa Babari. Therefore, Papa answers by saying that Hoyov Yerushorsha is enough to be considered Isa Babari to have the Takana of Matna Shchemira. In other words, this machlokes that we find in the Rishonim as far as how to explain the Teretz of Rav Papa is dependent upon the two tzadim that we mentioned before as far as how to explain the rule of Milsa de Isa Babari Isa Beshchemera. If we are to explain the rule Milsa de Isa Babari by saying that the way Matna Shchemera works is because one has a Maisa Kinyan of the Beshchemera, then one has to say there are papas chilak on the rule of Milsa de Isa Babari, nor papas machadish, that there is no halacha of Milsa de Isa Babari, since the way Matna Shchemera works is Kirusha Shavio Rabbanon, which is how the Rashbam and Tosis and Arsugi explain Pshat and the Teretz of our Papa. On the other hand, if we are to understand that the rule of Milsa de Isa Babari is just a Tnai in Matna Shchemera, that Rabbanon will only Mesake Matna Shchemera, the Milsa de Isa Babari, then one can explain Pshat and the Teretz of Papa by saying, as Tesis and Suvas explains, that since Hoyo V'Yerushorsha, it is considered Isa Babari in order to have the Takana of Matna Shchemira. Our Gemara goes on to bring in other Pshat. As far as this, the Rav Amar of Nachman says, Shchemira Shomer Tino Avasu Yoplaini Avasu Yoplaini, even though Achaya, it is Lisa Babari. Our Gemara answers by saying, Hava Isa Babari Kedu Rav Huna Merav Dam Rav Huna Merav Manuli Biyotcha Tnei Lepoini Yomai Metroshton Kana. Now if we are to explain this, our Gemara understands Hava is Leisa Babari. As we mentioned before, Beshitas HaTosis Rabbeinu Tam, that this Hava is Leisa Babari, even though one has the ability of Mechir Ashtaris, but still it is considered Leisa Babari, either because even in Mechir Ashtaris, one is only giving over this Chus Kaviya, but the Chayv remains by the Meicher. And therefore, as far as selling the Gufa Chayv, one cannot sell the Gufa Chayv, and for that reason, it is considered Leisa Bebori. Or as he mentioned before, Beshitas Abinu Tam, that even though in Mechir Ashtaris, one has the ability to sell the Sheba Nechasim, but the Sheba HaGuf remains by the Meicher. And for that reason, as far as the Sheba HaGuf is concerned, it is considered Leisa Bebori. And for that reason, the halacha should be that Mishamer Havaasu Yoplaini. We should still say Yachalimcha, since, as far as the Shibur HaGuf, it is Leisa Babari. Then one has to explain Pshat and the Teretz of our Gemara. This our Gemara says that it is considered Isa Babari b'may Matroshtan. That b'may Matroshtan one has the ability to sell the Guf HaChayv. And b'may Matroshtan one has the ability to sell even the Shibur HaGuf. And if someone sold the milva peb in my matroshan, the halacha will be machoi einay macho. And for that reason, we will say the b'shchemira shamertino avasu yoplaini, and machoi einay macho. And so do we find in the Kesef Mishnah, Perek Vav Mehoches Mechir Alachaches, that the Kesef Mishnah says that according to the Shita of the Rambam, Hamechir Chayv Aledeim HaMatroshtan einay yachalimcho. Now, according to the Mahalch of the Mukieseth that we mentioned before, that the Mukieseth explains this that we say, that as far as selling a chayiv, it is considered Leisa Bebari, even though there is a parasha Mechir Ashtaris, is because one only has the ability to sell the chayiv agav hashtar. But one cannot sell the chayiv directly, and for that reason, as far as selling the chayiv directly, it is considered Leisa Bebari. Then one can explain Pshat and the Teretz of our Gemara. This our Gemara says that it is considered Isa Bebori, since one has the ability to sell the Chayv B'may Matroshtan. Our Gemara means to say that B'may Matroshtan one has the ability to sell the Chayv directly, and one does not need to sell the Chayv Agav Hashtar. And for that reason, it is considered Isa Bebori. According to the Malach of the Mukiyasef, one cannot be Mechiach from our Gemara that B'may Matroshtan the Halach is Eino Yochalimcho, since even if we are to say that the Halach is Yochalimcho, but still our Gemara proves from B'may Matroshtan that one has the ability to sell the Guf HaChayv directly. Now as far as how to explain this, our Gemara says that Halva is Isa Bebori, since one can be Makna Halva B'may Matroshtan, Bukhair is dependent upon the previous tutsan that we mentioned as far as how to explain the rule of Melsa de Leisa Bibari Leisa Bishchemira. Now, if we are to explain the rule of Melsa de Leisa Bibari Leisa Bishchemira by saying that from there one sees that the way Mana Shchemira works is because the Bishchemira itself is considered like a Maisa Kenyan, and for that reason our Gemara asks that how can a Shchemira say Avasa Aplaini? Bukhair one cannot do a Maisa Kenyan to a Aval. Then one has to explain the teretz of our Gemara that our Gemara proves from Mayim HaTroshton that one can do a Maisa Kinyan to Alva, since Mayim HaTroshton is considered a Maisa Kinyan in Alva, and therefore so too one can give over Alva with a Mana Shchemira, since we can consider Divrei Shchemira as a Maisa Kinyan in the Alva. But if someone can ask, V'chay Mayim HaTroshton is a Hilchasa B'lai Taima, as we find in the Gemara in Gittin and Afid Gimel on the base. And for that reason, one cannot do a Maisa Kinyan to Ahava, since Ahava is considered Leisa Ben. And therefore, how can we say that just because one has the ability to Makna Ahava B'Mayim HaTroshton, that so too one has the ability to Makna Ahava with a Maisa Kinyan of Divrei Shchemira? So to explain Pshat, in the Teretz of our Gemara, according to this Mahalach, we find that the Ksais and Simon Samech Vav Sif Katan Beis explains Pshat in the Teretz of our Gemara as follows. That our Gemara answers the Kasha by saying that the Vishchemira Heim B'Makim Mayim HaTroshton, which is similar to this that we find in the B'Kivegar and Chuvas and Simon Kof Mem Dalad. The B'Kivegar explains this that we say Amirasi L'Gavaya K'Misirasi L'Hedyet, means to say that Mirasi Gavaya is Kaknoas Kol Echad Ve'echad Ba'Knoa Dilei. And for that reason, Mikvega goes on to say that since one has the ability to Makna Milva B'Mayim HaTroshton, for that reason we will say Mirasi Gavaya is B'Makim Mayim HaTroshton Koi. And for that reason, one has the ability to Makdish Achoy V'Gavaya. And this, one has the ability to Makdish Achoy V'Gavaya, is not as he mentioned before B'Shem Reb Chaim, that the entire chisaron of Aknah is only chisaron in a Maisa Kinyan. And therefore, as far as Amirasa Gavaya, that the way Amirasa Gavaya works is not because one has a Maisa Kinyan, but rather works in dependence of a Maisa Kinyan. And for that reason, one has the ability to makdish a chayva Gavaya. But rather, Kivegar understands that the reason why one has the ability to makdish a chayva Gavaya is because Amirasa Gavaya is b'makim maimach vashtan koi. And Amirasa Gavaya is b'makim whatever kinyan that works. And therefore, so too the Tumim explains this that we say Divishchimra keksuvin ukimasurim, means to say that Divishchimra is b'makim whatever kinyan that works. And therefore, since my Matroshtan works by Ava, Divishchimra is b'makim my Matroshtan koi, it is as if they made a my Matroshtan. That is how the Tumim explains Pshat and the Teretz of our Gemara. In the Ksais, on the other hand, we find that the Ksais explains Pshat and the Teretz of our Gemara with a different Mahalach. And the Ksais explains this, our Gemara says, that it is considered Issa Bibori, since one has the ability to Makna Avah B'Mayim HaTroshton. Our Gemara means to say that since one has the ability to Makna Avah B'Mayim HaTroshton, for that reason, it is considered Issa Bibori. And even though Divrei Shchemira has not been Makim B'Mayim HaTroshton Koi, you will not be able to prove from B'Mayim HaTroshton that one has the ability to make a Maisa Kinyan by Ahava, since Mayim HaTroshton is a Hilchasa B'Lei Taima. But one does not need to make a Maisa Kinyan by Mana Shchemira, but rather all one needs is this, that is Issa B'Bari. In other words, the Ktzeis understands this, that one needs Issa B'Bari like the other Mahalach that we mentioned before, that Issa B'Bari is a Tanai. And Rabbanim are only Mesakim Mana Shchemira as far as something which is Issa B'Bari. And as long as we find any mahalach with which it should be considered Issa B'Bari, then one has a takana mana shchemira which works without a maisa kinyan. As Aksais explains this, that there is a tanai of Issa B'Bari, is because since a takana mana shchemira was an order shoyti taref daitai only applies to a case that a bari has the ability to makna, then there is a chshash loyti taref daitai. And for that reason, there is a Tanaiv Issa B'Bari. And therefore, as long as there is any Echetimsa with which a Bari can be Makna, will be considered Issa B'Bari. And for that reason, our Gemara says that since one has the ability to Makna Avah B'Mayim HaTroshton, even though Mayim HaTroshton is a Hilchasa B'Lei Taima, but still it is considered Issa B'Bari. According to this Mahalach, that Issa B'Bari is only a Tanai, then the Shak of Atayah of our Gemara is not a Shak of Atayah, as far as how to understand Manash Chemia, but rather the entire time our Gemara understands. The Manash Chemia is Kirusha Shavior Rabbanon, and the Shak of Atari of our Gemara is a Shak of Atariya, as far as the Tnaiv Isa Bebari. On the other hand, according to the other Mahalach that we mentioned before, that Isa Bebari is not a Tnai, but rather this, that one needs Isa Bebari is because the way Manash Chemia works is because one has a Maisa Kinyan of Divrei Shchemira, then the Shak of Atariya of our Gemara is a Shak of Atariya, as far as how to understand the Yisoid of Manash Chemira. Do we consider that there is a Maisa Kinyan of Divrei Shchemira taking place, or do we understand that Manash Chemira is Kirusha Shavior Rabbanon, and there is no Maisa Kinyan of Divrei Shchemira taking place? As we mentioned before, these two tzadim is a seeming machoikes between Tesis and Arsugia and Tesis and Ksubas and Daphne and Heime Beis. And Lachair, both Tesis and Arsugia and Tesis and Ksubas are going with Shita Sayu. In Tesis and Arsugia, we find that Tesis says that even though one has the ability to makne a chayv ba'agav, but still it is considered leisa bebari. As Tesis explains that even though one has the ability to makne a chayv ba'agav, but still one does not have the ability to makna the chayv directly. And therefore, as far as being makna a chayv directly, it is considered leisa bebari. On the other hand, Tesis and Ksuvas proves from our Gemara that one does not have the ability to makna a chayv ba'agav. From this, our Gemara says that a chayv is leisa bebari. From there, one sees one does not have the ability to makna a chayv ba'agav. Had one had the ability to makna a chayv ba'agav, then it would be considered isa bebari. This Tesis understands that had one had the ability to makna chayv ba'agav will be considered isa bebari, even though chayv all one sees is this that one has the ability to makna chayv ba'agav. One does not have the ability to makna chayv directly. Is a chayv Tesis l'shita sayu and ksuvas who understands that the halacha of isa bebari is just a tnai ba'oma that abanu were mesakim anash chimira heicha de isa bebari. And therefore, even though it is only Isa Bebari Ba'agav, but still, that itself will be enough to be considered Isa Bebari. This, that our Tesis understands, that the fact that one has the ability to makna chayv ba'agav, but still does consider Isa Bebari, is because Tesis understands that the halacha of Isa Bebari is halacha, that the Divrei Shchemira is considered a Maisa Kinyan in a chayv, and therefore the fact that one has the ability to makna chayv ba'agav will not prove that one can do a Maisa Kinyan to a chayv. That is the basis of the machlekes between Tesis and Arsugia and Tesis and Ksuvas. Now let's go on to the next sugya. Our Gemara says, "Amar Yisip Amin Yemi Amar Nachman Shchemia Shekasav Kol Nachasav Achem Rayin Im BeMechalek Meis Konukuam Amar Chayzer BeKuan Im BeNimlach Meis Konukuam Amar Einay Chayzer Ela BeAchrin." On this, our Gemara asks the Dilma Yuni Kamayin VaHader Yoev. And therefore, benimlach the halacha should be that amar chayzer v'kulan. Our Gemara answers by saying, "Stami the shchemia meidak dayek v'hader yaev." And for that reason, the halacha is im benimlach amar einay chayzer. Our Gemara goes on to bring another halacha b'shem Rav Nachman. Amar avacha b'minyemi amar Nachman shchemia shekasav kol nechasav achem v'amar einay chayzer. Chayshinan shema yeshay nechasim b'medina acheres. Now, one has to understand pshat in the halacha of Nachman. Why are we chayshish shemiyeshoy nechasim b'medina acheres? L'chayim misafik, we should say that we are not chayshish shemiyeshoy nechasim b'medina acheres, and for that reason, halacha will be amar chayzer. And therefore, based on the rule of amitim mechaveray olveray, we should say that we are not chayshish shemiyeshoy nechasim b'medina acheres, and for that reason, halacha will be amar chayzer. So to answer this kashya, you find a number of mahalchim in the Rishonim. The Ramban b'shem Rava based on the answers the kashya as follows, that since we are referring to a case that he said sada plainis u plainis, and he did not say kol nechasai, the fact that he did not say kol nechasai that itself is a hechrich, the isli nechasim acherim. And for that reason we are chesha shem yeshu nechasim b'medina acheres. Based on this pshat, Ramban goes on to say that halacha of chayishinan shemiyeshoy nechasim b'medina acheres only applies to a case that he is nesin kol nechasav le'echad b'prat. Avol imer sada plainis aplaini v'sada plainis aplaini kemechalek. That then one no longer has a hechrich from this that he did not say kol nechasai. since he had to be mefaret, since he is giving his nechasim to different people, then one no longer has a hechrich from this, he did not say kol nechasai, and we will not be cheshesh shem yeshoy nechasim b'medina acheres. In Tesis, one sees that Tesis argues on the terrace of the Rava Beistin. As Tesis asks the following kasha, Tesis asks what is pshat in this that we find in our Gemara. We are cheshesh shem yeshoy nechasim b'mokam acher. In the previous Gemara, one sees that misafik we will say im omad chazer, as our Gemara asks for nechosh doma yune ayin, and for that reason we should not say that he was nimlach, but rather he was only being mine, and therefore the halacha should be im omad chazer. From the kasha of Tesis, one sees that Tesis understands that the halacha of chayshin shem yeshu nechasim b'makom acher has nothing to do with the fact that we have a hechrich. From this, he did not say kol nechasai, but rather Tesis understands that the halacha of chayshin shem yeshu nechasim b'makom acher is misafik, and misafik we are chayshin shem yeshu nechasim b'makom acher, and therefore we will say misafik im amadei nechazer. And for that reason, Tesis asks that so too in the previous gemara in the case of nimlach, we should say misafik in nechazer. And we should not say Dilma Iune Ayin Vahadar Yaev. So again, from Tesis, one sees that Tesis understands. This, our Gemara says, Chayshin and Chamiyesh and Chasim and Makamacher, is because Misafik, we should say him Amare Nechazer. Again, one can ask the Rishenim's Kasha, what is Pshatha Misafik, we should say him Amare Nechazer? Misafik, we should say him Maiti Mechavere Ovaraya Misafik Chazer. So to explain Pshat and our Gemara, if we are to understand that the chashash of our Gemara is a chashash misafik, even though there is no echacha. From this, that he was mefarid kol nechasav, we find that Ben Yehuda explains Pshat in our Gemara with another two mahalchim. The first mahalch of Ben Yehuda is this, that we say, that since one has a kinyan vaday, and the umdina is only a safik umdina, since al atzad, that he did not give kol nechasav, one does not have an umdina, for that reason we all say, that a safek umdina cannot be moiti from a vaday kinyan. And for that reason, we are chesha shami yeshoy nechasim b'makamachem misafek, and we do not say, uki mamayna v'cheskas marikama. That is the first teretz of Rabbi Yehuda. The second teretz of Rabbi Yehuda is this. The Rabbi Yehuda says that a safek umdina is considered dvarim shebelev. And since it is considered dvarim shebelev, for that reason, our Gemara says, that since there is a chashash shami yeshoy nechasim b'makom acher, one has a vaday mekach. That is the second mahalach of Rabbi Yehuda, and so too one can explain b'shitas ha-tesis. So again, we have a tremendous machlokes harishonim as far as how to explain this. Our Gemara says we are chashash shami yeshoy nechasim b'makom acher. Does our Gemara mean, based on this, one has a hechrich from this, he did not say kol nechasai, that he has nechasim b'makom acher? Or do we understand that even though there is no echacha from this, he did not say kol nechasai, but still we are cheshesh shami yeshu nechasim b'makom acher, either because one has a vadei kinyan and a safek umdina, or because a safek umdina is considered dvarim shebelev? Now, one has to understand pshat and rishenim, who do not answer like Rabbi Yehuda. The first teretz of Rabbi Yehuda is a very simple teretz. One has a vadei kinyan and a safek tnai. And wherever one has a vadei kinyan and a safek tnai, the halacha is we ignore the safek. And we will not say hamaiti mechaveiroi ov haraya, but rather we will say that the kinyan is a vadei. And we will say in safek maiti mide vadei. And therefore we should say that we are chayshash hamayeshoi nechasim b'mokam acher, since one has a vadei kinyan and a safek umdina. So to explain pshat and the other rishonim will argue on Rabbeinu Yehuda, and understand that our Gemara is entirely dependent upon this. One has a chacha from this, he did not say kol nechasai. Ochero, one can explain the machlokes between the other Yishenim and Rabbeinu Yehuda as follows. That the machlokes is what happens when one has a kinyan, and he was makna kol nechasav. Do we say that based on umdina, we ignore the kinyan, and we say that what is taking place is a regular manash chimera, and the fact that he made a kinyan does not make any difference whatsoever? Or do we say that even where one gave kol nechasav with a kinyan, what is taking place is not a regular manash chemira, but rather what is taking place is a hakna with a tnai? Which, as we mentioned before in our shir and afkof memvav, is a machlokes between the Rambam and the Mukhi Yosef. Based on these two tzadim, one can explain pshat. In the Machlokes HaRishonim in our sugya as follows. This Rabbi Yehuda explains Pshat in our Gemara by saying that one has a kinyan vaday and a safek umdina, and therefore we are choshesh amiyeshin and chasim makam acher and halach is a ma'amad in a chaser, is because Rabbi Yehuda understands that where one has a kinyan, what is taking place is a regular akna with a tanai. And even if he gave kol nechasav with a kinyan, but still one has a akna with a tanai. And therefore, if we have a safek, if he gave kol nechasav or not, we have a vadai kinyan and a safek tanai. For that reason, we are choshesh amiyeshin nechasim makam acher, and the halacha will be a ma'amad ein chazer. And mi safek, we will say, ein safek meitzi midei vadai kinyan. This, that the Rav Beistin and other Rishonim argue on the teretz of Rabbi Yehuda, is because the other Rishonim understand that even where there is a kinyan, but still if he gave kol nechasav, then what is taking place is a regular matnash chemira. And we do not say that there is a kinyan with it tonight, but rather there is a regular matnash chemira taking place. And we ignore the kinyan. And for that reason, we do not have a vadei kinyan with a safek tanai, but rather we have a safek kinyan. And for that reason, mi safek, we should say im amar chazer, based on the rule of amitzi mechaveray alvaraya, and we should be oiki mamina becheskas marikama. And for that reason, the Rav Beisner explains pshat in our Gemara. This our Gemara says chayshin and chamiyeshin and chasim makam acher is only because we have a hechrich from this that he did not say kol nechasai. That is achir the basis of this machlekes harishenim. In our Gemara, we find that our Gemara has the following shaili boilu hektish kol nechasav va'aman mau miyamin and kol gavi hektish gomer amakni oidoma kol gavi nafshei loy gomer amakni. In the Rishonim we find a tremendous machlokes as far as how to understand the hektish of the Shchemira. Is the hektish of the Shchemira chal b'toyas matna Shchemira, or the hektish is chal with the regular din of amirasi l'gavaya kemis hirasi l'hedyit? In the Tshuvas HaRashbon Chel Gimel Simon Kov Chav Beis we find that the Ra understands that the hektish is chal midin amirasi l'gavaya kemis hirasi l'hedyit, independent of the halacha of matnas chemira. And the entire tzad of our Gemara that we should say in Ma'amad Chazer is only because we have a tanai. And he was only maktish his nechasim al da'ashayomos. The Rashba on the other end argues, and the Rashba explains that according to the tzad of our Gemara of Ma'amad Chazer, then the hektish is chal midin matnas chemira and not midin amirasi yogavaya kemis hirasi lehadyet. And for that reason, the halacha of Ma'amad Chazer is based on this, that the entire hektish is only chal acher misa. And for that reason, the Rashba explains that according to the tzad of our Gemara, that we will say him amar chazer, so too he will be able to be chazer from his hektish even without his being amar, since the hektish is first chal acher misa. V'chayr, the basis of this machlokes between the Rashba and Ra is dependent upon the tzadim that we mentioned before, as far as the shchimra who made a kinyan, and he was makna kol nechasav. Do we say that there is a akna with a tanai, or do we say that since he was makna kol nechasav, then what is taking place is a regular matna shchemira? The Ra understands that with a kinyan, what is taking place is a regular matana with a tanai, and for that reason the Ra explains that so too as far as hektish. Since by hektish there is a lach of amirasi yagaveya kemisirasi lehadyet, for that reason there is a regular hektish taking place. Just our Gemara has it sad that there is a hektish taking place with a tanai. The Rashba on the other end argues, and the Rashba understands that outside that there is an umdana by hektish, then what is taking place is a regular matnash chimera. And we ignore the kinyan, and we ignore the amirasi l'gavaya kemisirasi lehedyet. In our Gemara we find that our Gemara is not pashit the shail of hektish, but rather our Gemara says teiku. In the Rosh we find that the Rosh says Kivan de Solke Beteiku Emavatlanai Hektish, and therefore the halacha will be im amad einai chazer. The Rosh explains this, and misafek we are not mevatl the hektish, and misafek we will say im amad einai chazer, and we will not say uki mamina becheskes marikama, is because a safek umdina is not mevatl hamaisa. Now to explain pshat in the Rosh we find two mahalchim and achrenim. The Ktzeis in Simon Reish Nuns of Katanei explains Pshat and the Rosh that since there is a Safek Umdina, for that reason we will say that a Safek Umdina is considered Dvarim Shebalev, and therefore we will say Dvarim Shebalev Einam Dvarim, and for that reason the Hektish is Kayim and the Halacha will be Im Amad Einai Chazer. This, as the Ksari says, that a Savik Omdinas considered like Tvarim Shebelev, is the second Mahalach of Rabbeinu Yehuda that we mentioned before. That for that reason we are Chesha Shemiyeshoin Chasim B'Makam Acher, since a Savik Omdinas considered Tvarim Shebelev. The Machna Ephraim in Stokas and Medaud on the other and explains Pshat and the Rosh with a different Mahalach, and the Machna Ephraim explains Pshat and the Rosh by saying that a Safik Umdina cannot be Mevatel Avade Maisa, which is similar to the first Teretz of Rabbeinu Yehuda that we mentioned before. The Machna Ephraim goes on to ask the following Kasha on the Rosh. By Yishchimira, one does not have a Maisa Vade, since there is a Safik if the Kenyan is Chal right away or the Kenyan is only Chal Achar Misa. The Machna Ephraim answers the Rosh by saying that the Rosh understands like the Shita of the Ra'ah that we mentioned before, that by Hektish, one has Amirasi Goveyaka Mesirasi Lehadyit, and even if he was Maktish Kol Nechasav, and one has an Umdina, but still the Hektish is Chal Midin Amirasi Goveyaka Mesirasi Lehadyit, and the Hektish is Chal Mechaim with a Tanai, and therefore if one has a Safik Tanai, we will say in Safik Meitzi Midei Vadai Hektish. That is how the Machna Ephraim explains Pshat in the Shita of the Rosh. In the Achrinim we find the following Tmiyah on the Rosh. How can the Rosh say that a Safik Umdina is not Mevato Amesa, and for that reason our Gemara the Halach is a Ma'amad in a Chizer from the Hektish? If so, how are we to understand Pshat in this that the Rosh says before in the Afkof HaMebeis HaMan Aleph? The Gemara brings down the following Shaila, as far as this that there is a Halach of a Chizer Kol Nechasav Le'ishtei Le'yasar El Apetropa. Does that halacha apply to a bari or not? Do we say that halacha is only applicable to someone who has kasav kol nechasav leishtei as a shchemira, or do we say that halacha applies to a bari as well? The Rosh says, the kivan lo yivshtach baya lo yikonsav lo yasa el apetropa, the misveika eina yechila lo haiti nechasam eches kasam. The Achrinim ask, the halacha of this that we say, that a kasav kol nechasav leishtei lo yasa el apetropa, is based on this that we have an umdina, that even though he was kasav kol nechasav leishtei, he did not mean to makne his nechasim to his wife Hagami, but rather he only meant to make her into an apotropis. And therefore by a bari, that one has a safik of our Gemara, and therefore one has a safik umdina, we should say that a safik umdina cannot be mevatel the maisa akna that he was makne to his wife, just like we find in the Rosh and our sugya. So to answer the seeming steer on the Rosh, l'chari if we are to understand Pshat and our Rosh based on this that we mentioned before b'shem the Machna Ephraim, that the Machna Ephraim explains Pshat and the Rosh, that we have a Vadei Akna and a Safek Tnai, and therefore we will say in Safek Meitzi Midei Vadei, for that reason as far as the Gemara before in Daf Kof on the base, that the Safek of the Gemara is not a Safek Tnai, but rather the Safek of the Gemara is a Safek if there was a Akna or not. By such a suffix we will not say in suffix meiti midei vadei, and therefore as far as such a suffix we will say ha-meiti mechaveri of haraya. That is a chira, how one can answer this seeming steer on the Rosh according to the Mahalach of the Machna Ephraim.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Myra McClamis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.